A program monitoring the coastal wetlands across the Great Lakes is hoping to restore fish and wildlife in Lower Green Bay and the Fox River. It's Wednesday, September 6th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, Wisconsin set new records for jobs and low unemployment over the last year, but new research shows the economy isn't working for everyone. Plus, private zoos, also known as roadside zoos, could be getting less government oversight under a Republican bill making its way through the legislature. Stay with us.
You tune in every weekday for your dose of local news on Wisconsin Today. You enjoy headlines with context as well as a longer story. This news is community supported. Join in with your gift at wpr.org/givewitoday.
A program to monitor coastal wetlands across the Great Lakes is helping support efforts to clean up one of the most polluted hotspots in the region. Danielle Kading reports on efforts to restore fish and wildlife in Lower Green Bay and the Fox River.
The site was listed as one of the most contaminated on the Great Lakes in 1987. Industrial pollution from chemicals known as PCBs contaminated sediments there, along with nutrient runoff. As cleanup is ongoing, Aaron Giese told WPR's The Morning Show that data from the Great Lakes Coastal Wetland Monitoring Program is helping target restoration work. She's an investigator with the program.
We've been working closely with the DNR and others locally to develop a strategy for measuring priority habitats and populations of fish and wildlife in Lower Green Bay.
She and other researchers used the program's data to rank their condition from best to worst to target restoration efforts. State and federal agencies aim to complete work at Great Lakes sites by 2030. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Waukesha teacher fired for criticizing the school district for banning the song Rainbowland from a school concert has filed a federal First Amendment lawsuit. Melissa Temple was first put on administrative leave for 6 weeks. She was then fired in July after the School District of Waukesha's school board voted unanimously to uphold the superintendent's recommendation for termination. The first grade teacher blasted the district on social media after it excluded the song by Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton. The lyrics were widely believed to focus on acceptance, but school officials said they found the song, quote, could be deemed controversial. At the time, district officials said they took issue with Temple speaking publicly about the incident. In the lawsuit, Temple said she's devastated that she's not returning to school this fall. Waukesha's superintendent said the district learned of the lawsuit through the media. He said they're now working with their legal counsel to decide their next steps. Wisconsin set new records for jobs and low unemployment over the past year. But as Joe Schultz reports, new research shows the economy isn't working for everyone.
Most wages didn't keep up with inflation in 2022. Labor force participation among women fell to its lowest levels since the late 1980s, and Wisconsin's union membership continues to fall. That's according to a new report from an economic think tank at UW-Madison. Laura Dresser is one of the report's authors and discussed the study on WPR's The Morning Show. She says a lack of affordable childcare disproportionately affects women.
We've just seen that sector be under incredible stress. I think especially in Wisconsin in the last few years, we're seeing some impact perhaps of that on women's labor force participation.
The report says decreased state investment in childcare could worsen the issue. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Some students at UW-Madison say they're concerned for their safety after a woman was beaten and sexually assaulted in downtown Madison. Police say the victim is a UW-Madison student in her 20s. They say the attack early Sunday left her with life-threatening injuries, but she is expected to survive. The incident happened off campus, but in an area where many students live, and classes are set to begin this week. Madeline Becker is a senior at UW-Madison. She's lived in Madison her whole life and says she usually doesn't feel unsafe.
And I tend to not think of Madison as a very scary place, so it was, I was a little bit taken aback that something so horrible could happen so nearby.
Police are increasing patrols near the area where the attack happened, and they're still searching for the suspect. They're also calling on students to walk in groups and tell others when they're leaving and where they're going. Some private wildlife facilities could see their DNR licensing requirements lifted under a Republican proposal in the legislature. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, the bill's authors say it's about leveling the playing field for zoos.
There are currently two major accrediting agencies for zoos. In Wisconsin, zoos with one set of accreditations don't also need state licensing. That includes the zoos in Madison and Milwaukee. The bill's authors say both accreditations should be exempt from state oversight. Animal welfare organizations disagree. Some say both types of zoos should receive more oversight. Stephen Galster is the founder of Freeland, which combats wildlife trafficking. He said that looser oversight could make Wisconsin a smuggling haven.
Zoos with potentially dangerous animals that could cut, bite, or kill, or pass viruses, they need more regulation, not less.
The bill's next step is a public hearing. It's not yet clear if it will go before the full legislature. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, Greek Fest is making a return to Madison this weekend. In this week's Wisconsin Life, we'll hear from some of the organizers of what began as a church that grew into a weekend-long block party. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about a cultural festival taking place this weekend.
The pandemic brought many annual festivals to a halt. This summer, some are finally making their comeback, like Greek Fest Plus in Madison. To celebrate its long-awaited return, we revisit this story from 2019, when Carol Griskovich talked with organizers from Assumption Greek Orthodox Church about the history of the festival.
It's my understanding that still, and I was digging into this, that we are the longest running ethnic festival in Madison. It's a Greek Fest Plus, because we want to really honor all of the diverse ethnicities in our community. But it's really a reunion, it's a block party, it's a community event, and especially last year people would come up to me and say they've never felt more welcome at a festival in Madison as they have at Greek Fest.
For many years this was the only Eastern Christian church in this part of Wisconsin, and so as a consequence all the Orthodox people from all over the world who lived in central and southern Wisconsin came here to this church, and they still do.
Jason, yeah. Happy birthday to your father.
Oh yeah, I didn't even say that yet.
Well, the church was started, it was incorporated with the state of Wisconsin in 1951, and it was a group of primarily Greek immigrants that relocated here in the Madison area that began the church.
My grandfather came at age 16 with some male relatives, and they began working on the railroad. They settled in Madison and opened up a restaurant, the Coney Island. First, it was located, I believe, on the 2nd block of State Street, and then later it moved to the 300 block of State Street.
Oh, should we just get like a variety pack?
Hi. Can I have 4 baklava, please?
And we brought back this year the traditional Coney dog, Coney Island dog, which is how so many of the Greek immigrants made their living coming to America. And they brought with them the secret, the spices and the cumin and the cinnamon and to add to this puree sauce that gets spooned over a hot dog.
I'm gonna leave one spice out, just so no one knows. We've got cayenne, cloves, cinnamon, of course, oregano, of course, paprika, allspice, and a mystery spice. Garlic powder, onion powder, butter. Actually, butter is what caught me off guard with the recipe. It's like it's gonna give it a really kind of a thick richness. We're gonna cook it down so it's thick. We're going to puree it, so it's not chili sauce. This is Coney sauce. It's very specific to Greek immigrants.
Have you sampled the Coney sauce that we are using during Greek Fest? Because from what I have been told, we're using your father's recipe.
I have not, because I have never been fond. Isn't that terrible? Our bread and butter, and I was never fond of the chili sauce.
That's who we are as the church, who we are as Orthodox Christians. That familial bond that we already have through our worship is just transferred out into the celebration of our ethnic heritage and bringing of all of these people together. 2 days of this huge festival that just brings our excitement for one another out.
That was Georgiana Wilton, David Giffey, Patty Notes, and Father Michael Vanderhoof, who passed away in 2020. Music by Rithmos and Sergei Belkin. That story on Greek Fest Plus came to us from Carol Griskovich, who is also a member of Assumption Greek Orthodox Church. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Maureen McCollum.
Greek Fest Plus will take place in Madison September 9th and 10th. And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, you know where to find us every single weekday morning, wherever you get your podcasts. Hope you enjoyed that Labor Day special. That was a really fun one about the waving up north. And while you're there finding that podcast, don't forget to subscribe and leave us that rating and review. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.